ಸದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ 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 ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾತ್ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ರ ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಜಿವ್ಯಾಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಗೋ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न्स होम टेक्स्ट 53 एंड 54। सो वी विल रीड फर्स्ट 53। ओके 53। आई विल जस्ट रीड द वर्स एंड ट्रांसलेशन देन वी विल रीड 54। लाल्यमानं जनैरेवं ध्रुवं सभ्रातरं नृपः आरोप्य करिणीं हृष्टः स्तूयमानो विशत्पुरम्। ट्रांसलेशन वाइज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। द सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड, माई डियर विदुरा, वेन एवरी वन वॉज दस प्रेजिंग ध्रुव महाराज द किंग वॉज वेरी हैप्पी एंड ही हैड ध्रुवा एंड हिज ब्रदर सीटेड ऑन द बैक ऑफ अ शी एलिफेंट। Thus he returned to his capital, where he was praised by all classes of men. Text 54. Tatra tatropasankliptair lasan makaratoranaih savrindhai kadali stambhai pugapotaischa tadvidaih तत्तत्रोपसंक्लिप्तये लसन् मकरतोरणैः सवृन्दैः कदलीस्तम्भैः पूगपोतैश्च तद्विधैः तत्र तत्रोपसंक्लिप्तैः लसन् मकरतोरणैः सवृन्दैः कदलीस्तम्भैः पूगपोतैश्च तद्विदैः। तत्र तत्रोपसंक्लिप्तये मकरतोरणैः सवृन्दैः कदलीस्तम्भैः पूगपोतैश्च तद्विदैः। तत्र तत्रोपसंक्लिप्तये तत्र तत्रोपसंक्लिप्तये नसन्मकरतोरणैः सवृन्दैः कदलीस्तम्भैः पूगपोतैश्च तद्विधैः। माताजी ओके वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तत्र तत्र हियर एंड देयर उपसंक्लिप्तैः सेटअप लसत ब्रिलियंट मकर शार्क शेप्ड तोरणैः विद आर्क गेट वेस सवृंदैः विद बंचेस ऑफ फ्रूट्स एंड फ्लावर्स कदली of banana trees, stambhai with columns, pugapotai with young betel nut trees, cha also, tadvidaihi of that kind. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The whole city was decorated with columns of banana trees containing bunches of fruits and flowers. And betel nuts with leaves and branches were seen here and there. There were also many gates set up which were structured to give the appearance of sharks. Purport. Auspicious ceremonies with decorations of the green leaves of palms, coconut trees, Betel nut trees and banana trees and fruits, flowers and leaves are an age-old custom in India. To receive his great son Dhruva Maharaj, King Uttanapad arranged a good reception and all the citizens very enthusiastically took part with great jubilation. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome all to today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Even though Balram Shakti Prabhu had given me this verse 1 month ago, still I prepared the last moment, that is yesterday. So, and I prepared whatever I could. So I'll just repeat whatever I heard from Maharaj and other devotees. So whatever is inspiring to me at present, I'll just speak that. Because this was, it's a welcoming ceremony for Dhruva Maharaj returning to his palace. So, main thing is, what we can see here is in the first verse, the previous verse, the 53 verse, it says that, when everyone was thus praising Dhruva Maharaj, the king was very happy and he has had his brother seated on the back of a she elephant. So, that's the most important thing. We can see that King Uttanapad had two sons. So, what's the matter if one son is gone? Anyway, he has had to rule the kingdom. But no, he has so much love and affection. Parents have always love and affection for their whatever number of children they have. That's what we see. If Brahmachari is joining the ashram, let it be the only son or 10 son, still the parents have lamentation if one son goes and joins Brahmachari ashram, parents have a lamentation, oh, he's going. Radhesham Prabhu was saying, "Arey, you have 4 more sons, they will take care of you. Why are you worrying about one son? Let him do devotional service." Huh? So, like that, they have love for it. So, love for their children. So, the point is, when someone we love is praised, then we become happy. But when we envy someone and they are praised, that hurts the heart, actually. So, That's the whole thing, basically. King has natural affection for his son. So that's why when everyone was praising, he was really feeling proud and happy. So similarly, you know, like we see in the Prabhupada's case, when Prabhupada disciples were praised, then Prabhupada was feeling really happy. Okay, my disciples are praised. And even Prabhupada never hesitated to praise his disciples in front of the audience. Like, which Maharaj, I don't remember exactly, but he was saying that once in a big auditorium, there was a class, Prabhupada was giving class. And after giving class, he appreciated Brahmanand Prabhu in front of the entire audience. Like saying that he is my senior most disciple. And see how much responsibility he is taking and pushing forward my movement. So even though he is from Mlecha background, still he follows the Vaishnav etiquettes and like Prabhupada was going on and praising it. So I think Madhu Dwisha Swami was observing this. He was sitting and he was seeing that Prabhupada was so, and most senior most disciple means he was just 2 years old. So Prabhupada was, even though there were so many frailties, so many shortcomings, but still Prabhupada was so bold enough, and he was praising the devotees because he was naturally loving his disciples. Whoever was helping him in a small way, Prabhupada was loving them. So it says that when love for the child or love for disciple of a guru is something like natural flow of water from the tap. When you open the tap, flow water naturally flows. There is no stoppage, unless and otherwise there is a, it runs on motor and motor is off. Otherwise, if it's coming from OST, a natural flow is there. So similarly, so the love for affection for the son or guru towards his disciple is natural. It flows without, whatever the size of the pipe is, it flows fully. So similarly, there is no keeping something for myself and then giving half of it. No, it's not like that. It's full. So that's how the natural love. So when we love someone, when someone is praised, then we become naturally happy. So that's why the king was very happy to see that his son is being praised. So we can see the contrast. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj, 6 months before, Dhruva Maharaj wanted to sit along with his brother Uttama on the lap of his father, and he was rejected. And then Suruchi was not accepting him as a proper, as a rightful son of King Uttanupad, so she was also insulting him. But now, what has changed? After 6 months, Dhruva Maharaj is back. Uttanupad is welcoming him. Uttanupad had now no, now he's not thinking, what will Suruchi think if I make such an elaborate arrangement, such a grand welcome for my son who is coming after 6 months? What will she think? No, he's not thinking like that. He's just opening his eye. You know, Narad Muni gave him the message, your Dhruva Maharaj is going to return back. So he has faith in the words of Narad, because previously he was thinking that maybe my son has gone to the jungle, and then some jackals or tiger have eaten him. So like that he was thinking. But when Narad Muni gave him hope, no, your son is still alive and he will return back. And he had faith in Narad Muni, and he was hoping that Dhruva Maharaj will return back. So when the messenger came, okay, Dhruva Maharaj is back, he's coming. So Uttanupad made the grandest of welcome for his son. That's what it's explained here. We may think that what's grand in it? Banana tree with fruits and flowers, betel nut, young betel nut, what's the grand in it? But that's the grandest welcome. Why? Because the day before yesterday, we were talking to Maharaj, एंड वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट अहिंसा मिल्क. सो महाराज वॉज सेइंग दैट वॉट वी वर सेइंग दैट ओके वी नीड टू हैव अहिंसा मिल्क. लाइक आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू डिटेल, वाज सेइंग दैट वी नीड टू हैव अहिंसा मिल्क फॉर ऑल, समथिंग लाइक दैट ही वॉज सेइंग. देन ही सेड सी व्हाट्स अ नाउ वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू ऑफ अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू ऑफ नंद महाराज एंड द कवर्ड मैन एट वृंदावन. दे यूज टू थ्रो इन ईच अदर बटर मिल्क एंड योगर्ट एंड ड्रेंच देमसेल्फ विद बटर मिल्क एंड योगर्ट. सो दे हैड सो मच इन अबेंडेंस. दैट्स द ऑपुलेंस, दैट्स द ऑपुलेंस दैट वृंदावन वासी. वी मे थिंक दैट मनी इज एवरीथिंग बट नो, दैट्स द ऑपुलेंस. थ्रोइंग बटर मिल्क, थ्रोइंग कर्ड, हाँ. एंड वी मे इफ वेन वी डू अभिषेक, लिटिल बिट ऑफ कर्ड इज स्टक हियर एंड देर, वी थिंक वॉट इज, विल गो एंड वॉश हैंड्स. बट कवर्ड मैन वॉज सो मच इन एक्सटेसी टू हैव बटर घी योगर्ट एवरीथिंग ऑन देयर बॉडी एंड देवर इन एक्सटेसी. वो जस्ट लाइक नाउ इन दिस एज मॉडर्न पीपल विद द केमिकल कलर ऑन देयर फेस एंड बॉडी दे फील सो मच एक्सटेसी. वॉट अ नाइस फेस्टिवल. बट दैट्स अ आर्टिफिशियल थिंग दैट्स गोइंग टू हर्ट देयर बॉडी. सो दैट्स हाउ द मॉडर्न पीपल हैव बिकम सो डिग्रेडेड दैट दिस केमिकल सब्सटेंस दे आर इन विद द केमिकल सब्सटेंस ट्रून इन देयर बॉडी दे आर इन एक्सटेसी. बट द नेचुरल द एक्सटेसी इज वेन द नेचुरल सब्सटेंस, प्योर सब्सटेंस, नॉट इवन हिंसा, अहिंसा मिल्क एंड बटर इज थ्रोन इन देयर बॉडी एंड दे आर इन एक्सटेसी. सो दैट्स हाउ द ग्रैंडेस्ट द ग्रैंड सेरेमनी प्रीवियस एजेस दे हैड. सो बनाना ट्रीज विथ फ्रूट्स एंड फ्लावर्स. वेन मॉडर्न पीपल, द सिटी पीपल, नॉट मॉडर्न पीपल, सिटी पीपल वेंट, दे कम टू अवर जीवी, दे कम एंड विजिट, दे जस्ट वॉक एंड द चाइल्ड, द स्मॉल चाइल्ड ऑफ द सिटी ड्वेलर्स, दे वॉक बाय एंड दे ऑन द रोड साइड दे सी अ बनाना ट्री एंड सडनली दे सी वन समथिंग लाइक दिस कमिंग आउट. ओ सी वॉट इज दैट, दैट्स द बनाना फ्लावर. दे हैव नॉट सीन इन द लाइफ वॉट इज बनाना फ्लावर. तो फर्स्ट टाइम दे सी दे आर इन एक्सटेसी एंड देन दे गो कैच द बनाना फ्लावर एंड टेक अ फोटोग्राफ सेल्फी. सो दैट्स द ऑपुलेंस. सो दैट टाइम एवरी स्ट्रीट, एवरी वन फीट और सो दे विल प्लेस दिस बनाना ट्री एंड दिस हैव अ लाइक द तोरण इज मेड इन सच अ वे द सन कैनॉट एंटर थ्रू द तोरण बिलो द रीच द फ्लोर. सो दैट वे द फेस्टिवल वेलकम वॉज अरेंज फॉर ध्रुव महाराज ऑल्सो. सो नेचुरली ही वॉज सो मच हैप्पी टू सी आफ्टर 6 months हिज सन. सो ही मेड सच अ ग्रैंड वेलकम फॉर हिज सन. सो सिमिलरली वी सी इन केस ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर वॉज वेरी स्ट्रांगली प्रीचिंग द वैष्णव वैष्णव फिलोसफी एंड ही डिडंट वॉन्ट द स्मार्ट ब्राह्मणस टू यू नो ओवरटेक द होल सोसाइटी. सो दैट्स वाई ही हैड अ डिबेट समवेयर वेर ही वॉन्टेड टू प्रूव हाउ वैष्णविज्म इज फार अबव ब्राह्मणस. बट सम और अदर ही बिकेम सिक एंड ही कुडंट गो. And at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very young. He wrote a paper on Vaishnavism, extracting all Vedic references, proving how Vaishnavism is superior or Vaishnavism is the best. And seeing that paper, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was so much impressed, he said that, okay, you can go on my behalf and debate against these Brahmanas. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went and within few hours he just defeated everyone and no one could speak anything. Everyone was awestruck, like this such a young boy has such a strong philosophy. And then everyone was so happy and everyone was so amazed and attracted, they wanted to come and take the dust of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lotus feet. And somehow police could not control it, and then police, what they did, they took Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lotus feet and dipped in a bucket of water and then throw it in all the entire audience. So that much, and then when Bhakti, why I told this past time, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur heard this, was so much happy. Oh, my son has done such a wonderful job, wonderful task of preserving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He was very happy. So similarly, Uttanupad was very happy to see his son. And Dhruva Maharaj, after returning, as Nimailala Prabhu yesterday explained, he first didn't approach his mother Suniti, he approached Suruchi. And Suruchi also welcomed him very gracefully. Oh, long live, something like that, she gave him the blessings. So we see that she was also very happy. It was same Dhruva who was like 5 months, 5 years, 6 months old or something. But still, Suruchi attitude changed towards Dhruva Maharaj. Even Uttama and even Suniti, see that's, Suniti didn't have any problem. Suniti was, initially she was angry. But Suniti didn't worry about or didn't care about, okay, sitting with Suruchi in the same palanquin while going back to kingdom. So they all were sitting in the same palanquin and going back to the kingdom. So what was transformed? It was Dhruva Maharaj whose heart was transformed by the power of devotional service, by the touch of the Lord. Lord touched him and that transformed him, and he became completely transformed. He didn't have any grudge towards Uttama, Suruchi, anyone, and he was so willingly accepting everyone, and they also in turn. That's how devotee is all attractive once he receives the mercy of the Lord. So I think Vaiyasaki Prabhu, he wrote in his Damodar Vilas that there was a Syria mosque auditorium somewhere. I don't know where. Where? Syria, no? Okay. I don't know. It could be somewhere else also. Syria mosque auditorium. So there, they had arranged for all the different kinds of musicians to perform a big music band. And they said that Jagat Guru, spiritual master of the universe, is coming. That was the title. And the devotees were sitting outside the auditorium selling the tickets. And most people were preferring the costliest ticket. Why? Because they want to see Prabhupada very closely. And the music started. And the first, the band who was singing, it was the title, and the music was, the title of that song was Jagat Guru, Spiritual Master of the Universe. They composed a song at the title itself. And they sang. And that's, it became, it be, the music became so uproarious. When it came to crescendo, at that time, it was announced that Prabhupada is here. In between the music, it was on a Prabhupada was here. And the door opened. As soon as the door was opened, Prabhupada was with this, the room was, hall was completely dark. And Prabhupada was with his stick was standing. And from the backlight, from the backside, light was illuminating Prabhupada. So everyone was looking at that direction. It was silhouette Prabhupada was walking. And immediately devotees put red carpet. Red carpet was rolled down for Prabhupada to walk. So Prabhupada walked. And then, and whoever, I don't remember who was writing this. Vaiyasaki Prabhu. So Vaiyasaki Prabhu, he said that my hairs were standing on end. And my hairs were standing on end. I could see that he is Prabhupada, Jagat Guru. Who else can get such a grand reception? Such was his entrance. We can just imagine how Prabhupada might be entering with such grand. So So he was saying that Prabhupada was all attractive. Huh? So similarly, I also had an, such kind of, not with Prabhupada, I'm just saying, with Jagannath Rathyatra. First time when I went to Jagannath Rathyatra, so I was standing in the Gundicha Mahajan temple, Gundicha temple. In the Gundicha temple, I was standing, and you know where the Jagannath enters? It's a long way, and then he takes right. So it was fully crowded, so I thought that I should catch a place where I could see Jagannath from long distance till he enters the inside gate. So I was standing on top of a cement pole so that I am on the elevated position to watch Jagannath. And then I was standing, I was looking. Nothing was there. People were all standing on the pathway. It was fully crowded. And then suddenly the sound came, that bugle sound, and that this song, gong sound, and was coming. And then, you know, we know the sound, that jing, chak, jing, like that was coming. And then so I was hearing that sound from a long distance. I was saying, whoa, something. I was expecting something exciting. And suddenly, there were few dancers, from that side. They were visible on that pathway, that entrance, main entrance, Gundicha temple entrance. And they were dancing in a different way, and they were entering. And from behind, people were playing that gongs. And that was so uproarious. I was watching that. My eyes were fixed on that gate to see what's happening. Then suddenly everyone was entering. The big, you know, like hundreds of people are playing this gong and entering. So it was like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes time till all of these people just entered. And suddenly I saw something like this. What is this? I didn't know that. First time I am visiting Jagannath Rathyatra. So I didn't know they have that kind of special mukut for Pahandi. Something I saw, some feather is like dropping like this. I said, what is this? Then I saw Jagannath turning like this, and then he was entering. So as he was approaching, I was feeling, my God, he is the Lord of the universe. No one else can be Lord of the universe. So many people and such a grand welcome. Everyone was eager. Everyone was looking. As soon as Jagannath's first mukut darshan was seen, everyone was shouting. Uriya Mataji's making that auspicious voice. Uludhwani. So everything was, it was so wonderful. So that's why Lord is all attractive, and his devotee who has received his mercy, who has received his touch, is also all attractive. So that's how this is. So why? Because Lord is always willing to protect his devotee and always want to enhance the glories of his devotees. So I just wanted to speak like how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we have seen many instances in the past that by Lord's touch, so many people have transformed, like Lord Ram touching the stone and Ahalya getting transformed to Ahalya. And then we have seen many pastimes in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once in that ecstatic kirtan, Advaita Acharya's son Gopal just became unconscious. They were dancing. Gopal, immediately after Gundicha Marjan, Gopal, the son of Advaita, he was dancing. Suddenly he fell unconscious. And Advaita Acharya was really unhappy to see this. He took his child on his lap. And then he started chanting Narsimha Mantra. But still, his son was not getting up. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Gopal and said, Gopal, wake up and dance. And immediately Gopal woke up, he chanted Hare Krishna Mantra and started dancing. So that's the touch of the Lord. Now, these are the devotees. I just want to give the pastime of discuss the pastime of devans who are also getting transformed. So one such, two such demons were Jagai and Madai. So we know the pastime, but still I would like to discuss, because it was very nice how this pastime was. So once, you know, Jagai and Madai, no, Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita, the Charidas Thakur, they were asked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the glories of holy name to the entire Nadia. So they were going and they were preaching. So they were going and everywhere they were trying to preach. Wherever they went, they asked them to chant, Bolo Krishna, Kaho Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. So like that, they were going and preaching. So when they were doing this, once they suddenly came to a place where they saw there were a group of gathering. People were gathered together and they were saying something is happening. So they just went. They saw that two people were fighting with each other. And they said, what's happening? Said, these are two rogues who are like Jagai from Brahmana family. But still, because of their bad association, they have turned into a debauchee now. They do all kinds of nonsense. And they do all kinds of nonsense things. So Nityanand Prabhu thought that, let's go and preach to them. If they are the most fallen, let me try to preach them so that Patita Pavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is glorified. Sir, okay. But people were saying that don't go near them. They will beat you. They might also kill you. So don't go near them. But they didn't listen. So Nityanand Prabhu along with... Nityanand Prabhu told Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, when you know, we were beaten in 22 marketplaces by those milachas, you were praying for them. You want to deliver them. So now it's again a chance for you to deliver these two also. Let's go. Said, okay, let's go. But Haridas Thakur was little hesitant because people were warning about these people, these two, Jagai and Madai. But still, they went and they preached to them. they went, Nityanand Prabhu said, oh, dear ones, please chant the holy name of Krishna. Then immediately they saw, who are you? And they will kill you. And they started chasing Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So they were running for their lives. In between, Haridas Thakur was saying, what a madman you are, Nityanand Prabhu. People were warning us, but still, because of you, I went and I did this. And now see, we are in danger. Huh? I didn't worry much about being killed by when I was beaten 22 marketplace, but now I am worried that I may be killed. So we are in danger, so we have to run. But still, somehow they ran because these two were drunk. So they couldn't catch up the speed of Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So they ran. They went and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day they used to report. So that day also they reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that so and so people we have met, two people. So we were trying to preach them, but they were they were chasing us to kill us. So who is that? I will try to kill them. But then Nityanand Prabhu said, no. If you kill them, then what service will I have to do? My service is to preach. So he gave me the service. Let me go and preach. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, by your merciful glance on them, within few days they will be transformed. So okay. Then they go. So Haridas Thakur, meanwhile, he says that what kind of avadhoot is Nityanand Prabhu? He does all kinds of nonsense things. Suddenly he jumps in a crocodile infested river and starts catching the tail of a crocodile. And I am shouting for him. And suddenly he flows like a dead man in the river. There are some children who are taking bath in the river. He goes and beats them. And then they bring their parents to beat us. Then I have to beg forgiveness to them. And then he says that if there are some young girls walking, he goes and says that, will you marry me? So like that, he's such an avadhoot. I cannot go and travel with him and preach. It's very difficult. I'm always in danger because of him. So Advaita Acharya loves, he is an intoxicator, and Haridas Thakur says that today was the height of his avadhutism. He went and approached these two drunkards who were actually, almost we were dead. So it's right. He is also a drunkard. So drunkards like the association of drunkards. So good that he has went to the association of his class. So it's good. And soon something auspicious will happen. He said, okay. Then one evening again, Nityanand Prabhu saw these two, Jagai Madai, doing some atrocious activities. So he approached and he again preached. Then we know how Madai became upset and he broke, smashed a pot on Nityanand Prabhu's head and he started bleeding. As soon as he started bleeding, tried to beat Nityanand Prabhu, but Jagai stopped Madai. And meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed about this and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, who has done this to my dear Nityananda? I will kill him. He invokes his chakra. And then Nityananda Prabhu fell at his lotus feet. And then Nityananda Prabhu says that this Madai, Jagai was the person who stopped Madai from beating me. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart transforms and he embraces. He lifts. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shriman Gaurav Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Immediately he lifts Jagai and embraces him. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces Jagai, he gets Krishna Prem. He immediately starts dancing, chanting the holy name, rolls on the ground. And Madai is saying, what is this? Meanwhile, by saying all this, his heart is also transformed. But he is saying, oh my Lord, we both were partners. Whatever he did, I did. He did the dacoit, I also was involved. Then both did the same thing, but now why special mercy for him? Please give me also the special mercy. He said, no. Because you have offended Nityananda Prabhu, so you have to get forgiveness from, you have to take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. So immediately take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet and he is also forgiven. He also gets the mercy. So both of them now are completely transformed by the touch of the Lord. So that's the effect of the touch of the Lord. And then what happens? Next is the amazing part. So Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes all these devotees along with Jagai Madai to his house and Sachi Mata feeds all these devotees along, Jagai Madai is also fed sumptuously. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that now these two, nobody should call these two people sinners because I have taken all their sins. How? Now you'll just see. Then suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turns into a black color. That's how he takes all their sins. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Advaita Acharya, how do I look now? Then Advaita Acharya, you look like Krishna. Shyam Sundar. Then immediately, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, now please do a roaring kirtan. And when you do kirtan, this color will go away. And this black color sin, which I have taken from these two people, will go to those who offend my devotees. So that's how the offense of devotees, all Jagai Madai sin will come to those who will offend the devotees. So that's why we have to be very careful. This is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So then they do a uproarious kirtan by which all the sins, the sins that are accumulated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, that fades away and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regains his Gaurang color. And then, meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, every day, demigods come and report their day-to-day activities. So, all demigods were coming, but that day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you go. So they were leaving back. But Yamaraj was little late. So Yamaraj was coming on his way, so he said something very auspicious has happened. So he asked Chitragupta, what has happened? He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered Jagai and Madai. Oh, is it? What this Jagai Madai had done? Oh, they have committed so many offenses. My scribes were tired of writing. They are going to resign their job. Just by writing, and those who were collecting the information and giving this information to the scribes, they were also fed up. They could not also count the sins that they have committed. Not just that, after writing so many things, it was accumulated. We have dug such a bottomless pit, so many bottomless pit, that we have put all these scribes in the pit. Still, we don't have any space to put all those sins that we have written in the book. So many sins they have done. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered them with such sin. Just hearing this, Yamaraj faints. And on the way to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, he just faints. And now other demigods are returning back. So while they are returning, they are seeing that Yamaraj's Vahan is in between and Yamaraj is fainted. So what happened? Then Chitragupta says that I just explained the all-merciful Patita Pavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. By mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Jagai and Madai have been delivered. Just hearing this, Yamaraj fainted. So is it? Then Brahma and Shiva go to the ear of Yamaraj and chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Immediately Yamaraj jumps. He starts dancing. He starts rolling on the ground. And seeing this, Shivji also starts dancing. He is on his bull rider. He starts dancing with his matted hairs going here and there. Then Maharaj says that while he was dancing, his clothes fell off. But he was so oblivious to his clothes that he was dancing continuously without, aware of his circumstances, unaware of his circumstances. And then seeing his dance, Kartikeya and Ganesh, they were also dancing on their own vahans, peacock and rat. So after this, Brahmaji with his four heads, they were also dancing. Brahmaji was dancing with his entire family members, Prajapati, Daksha, Bhrigumuni, all these people were dancing along with Brahmaji. So Indra, he also started dancing. So like that, the entire demigods, they were dancing in ecstasy by seeing Jagai Madai getting transformed into a pure devotee. That was the touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, effect of touch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Lord says that Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham, says that I personally protect. So that means it's not that he's saying, he actually does that. And devotees have full faith in that. So that's how, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not just delivered, they made him into a pure devotee. And seeing that, all the demigods and everyone in the whole universe were in ecstasy. So there is once Akbar and Birbal, they were just talking. So Birbal was saying that Krishna personally protects his devotees. So Akbar says that why he has to personally come? Aren't there his entourage, like his associates who can come and protect? Why he only has to come and protect? That means he's not so influential. Then people says, oh, okay, I'll show you why God does that. Then after a few days, Birbal and Akbar were standing on the king's palace courtyard and they were seeing. So there was a pond very far distance away. So he sees that his ministers or soldiers, they were taking Akbar's son in a boat and rowing. So he was watching that, oh, okay, my son is having a nice time. He was observing it. And suddenly, his son fell from the boat into the water and was drowning. And all the soldiers and all the ministers, they were standing on the boat or on the shore and they were just observing. Immediately, Akbar ran from his palace. He ran towards that pond. He jumped on the pond and he went to that drowning person and got out of it to see that it was a doll. It was not the son. He became so furious. My God, who did this trick to me? Then he came out and he said to Birbal, "Hurry, who did this to me?" So Birbal said, "I only did. How dare you did this?" "No, O king, you had your soldiers, ministers, all standing. You could have asked them to protect. Why did you personally go?" "Oh, I thought my son was drowning, so I couldn't stop for calling my ministers or soldiers to go and protect them. I thought I should go and protect him personally." So Birbal said, "That's what I want to tell you. That Krishna, when he takes charge of a devotee, he personally comes and protects. He doesn't send his associates or his subordinates to come and protect his devotee. He personally comes. That's why, to teach you this lesson, I made this arrangement," he said. Oh, then Birbal understood how Krishna personally takes care of his devotees. So that's how. So when Krishna personally takes care of his devotees, then that devotee becomes all attractive, and that devotee is given all kind of grand reception, all kind of auspicious things, and nobody is envious of him. Maybe a few people, but most of the populace is non-envious, and they get influenced by it, by that devotee. So that's what from today's purport I could gather something that I could speak on. So is there any corrections or comments? Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.